Have you tried to buy tickets to a big-time concert, a sporting event, only to find out things are sold out? The only way you can get tickets are to pay an extravagant amount. You ever wonder why concerts and stuff sell out so quickly? How do people dial the phone that quick? Or they get online and they... No, that's because there's a robot buying the tickets. They call this a Taylor Swift thing because of the Eras Tour. This happened big time. And that was famously fought. Graham Filler, DeWitt state representative, is a part of a bill to battle this. And I think Graham is doing babysitting duty today. Hey, Graham, welcome to your morning wake up. Hi.
Hey, thanks. This is a big issue. I'm glad you're covering.
Well, I don't know the last time I went to a concert. I go to more smaller venues, but it is a deal. My son had to deal with this just last year. Yeah, and with the advancement of AI and the computer really revolutionized ticket sales. So this is, how are you going to battle that with this bill?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting take here. So, okay, you're right. Some people have suffered this, the negatives of going to get a Taylor Swift or an Adele or a ticket for the weekend, and there's just no tickets left. And, well, what happened, right? Well, these bot companies created a bunch of fake IP addresses and overwhelmed the system, buy 1,000 tickets or 5,000, and then resell them on prices that you can't afford. It's a real issue. It happened in Arizona during the Eras Tour, and that's probably why Arizona led the charge on this. But what happened is, I pointed out, as this is anti-consumer, this is anti-marketplace, anti-capitalism, it's anti-competitive. I pointed out to my Democrat friend who had the same idea. His name's Mike McFaul. And we took the Arizona language, which essentially bans the bots in the state of Michigan, and then allows the attorney general, who probably would be the only legal figure with the resources to go after these bots, and allows them to fine them a civil suit for $5,000 for each ticket that gets taken. Mm. And so that's a big fine. If that's 1,000 tickets, that's a big, big fine that could put one of these bad acting companies out of business. And so that's the nature of the bill, defining the bots and making the fine prohibitively high. And then we hope that sort of puts out the signal, if we can get bipartisan support, that Michigan is a place that these bot companies don't want to deal with.
This seems like a no-brainer. I can't imagine across the board. This is one of those issues where Republicans, Democrats, Independents, they all go, yep, sign that one. There's no pushback on this, is there? Oh, maybe the bot companies.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard for an illegally acting company to come into a state legislative committee and say, you know, we know we're breaking the law, but please, this is mean to us.
Please.
There was no pushback in Arizona. One company, it's called Vivid Seats, mentioned that they would have liked to see the bill drafted a little differently. However, they don't support the bots. Nobody supports these bots.
No.
I mean, these are bad acting, illegal acting companies. And what's happened, the reason why I've brought it to Michigan with my Democrat counterpart, is that it's federally illegal. And it's probably illegal in the state of Michigan, too. But nobody does anything, and nobody has the resources to attack these bots. And what happened in Arizona is, because they were pretty impotent and weren't ready to fight this, one of the bot companies overwhelmed the Ticketmaster site. Nobody got their tickets, and then nobody could get tickets to this concert. So Taylor Swift apologized, Arizona apologized, and the legislators said, you know what, whatever exists in the law, both state and federally, is not enough to protect the consumer, so we're going to go to bat for the consumer. So that's what we're doing in Michigan.
It's a cool thing, and I would imagine artists are on board with this. You would think, on the surface, you go like, okay, he's an artist, he's got to fill an arena, so the bot buys the tickets. Do they care? Yeah, they care, because they want butts in seats, and they want you to have the best experience because they want you to buy their other stuff. So
that's 100% right. That is 100%
are the artists
right.
Lining up behind you as well?
I think the more attention we get on this and the more, you know, we'll get a hearing in the House, we'll bring it to the committee members about why this is important and why this protects the consumer. I think the entertainers will follow. I think Ticketmaster will follow, too, because what happened in Arizona gave everybody in the process a black eye. You know, what did the parents who were trying to get a ticket for their kids say? I wanted to see Taylor Swift, but I wasn't protected enough by state law and by Ticketmaster, so I'm angry at them. That's not what you want as an entertainer. It's not what you want as a ticket site. And so I think everyone will line up to back this. But I've got to create the momentum, right, which is why I'm on the radio, which is why we're doing press releases and doing outreach to everybody.
Well, when here's the thing. For those people who go like, yeah, but you know, and I'm one of them, I wouldn't go across the street for a Taylor Swift concert. I'm sorry. It's not my experience. Okay. And maybe it is for others. It's just not my gig. But let's just say the Lions end up in the Super Bowl. And now you want to get a ticket to the Super Bowl. Same thing can happen with that. And does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's 100% right. And you don't want to see a sporting event taken over by this bot, and all of a sudden, you know, you have to go on a secondary market for a $100 ticket and get it at $500. And, you know, a secondary thing that we talk about here is some of those tickets that are resold by these bad actors, they're not always the best tickets and dependable tickets. So you go from a site where it's pretty clear and you get the text and you have your ticket and you took care of your kid or your family or your team you wanted to root for, and then you get the ticket on this secondary site. It's not always the best, most ethical site. And you don't even get the ticket. So hopefully this whole piece of legislation helps clear up the process a little more for the consumer.
In a often a murky field of issues, from you know, students camping out in the quad and protesting to whatever is on the agenda every day, this one is a no-brainer. So it seems like it anyway. So I think this is going to be this is a slam dunk, isn't it, Graham? Sure.
Yeah, 100%. I hope we get some support. We're pushing for a hearing, and I just appreciate you putting some attention on it.
Yeah, no, it is my pleasure. Plus, I wanted to find out from you, what's Junior's name back there?
Christian.
Little Christian. I like it. How old is Christian?
He's about to be 2 years old.
Oh, man. You are in for a good time, my friend. I got six, and I've been through it six times, buddy. This is a great...
Oh,
hey, is he, can he hear me? Hey, Christian. It's Uncle Mike. Hey, Christian. Huh? He's going like, Dad, what's that? What? All right, man. Hey, thanks a lot for coming on, though. I appreciate it. All right? Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks, sir.
Yep. 1320 WILS. Little Christian back there is adding a little color to the experience. Dad! He's back there trying to tell Dad he's got to pee, or he already did, or something. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin back with your morning wake-up. Stick around.